Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Stetson Wright making history, riding saddle bronc, bucking horses and bulls, all around champion of the world. That's got to feel good.
Oh, yeah, it feels great. There's nothing better than showing back up and winning again when you took 2 years off.
That is amazing. What were you thinking during rehab and during those miles and during those weightlifting days and during the stretching and all the things it took to get here?
I just kept thinking back to that, the feeling that I wanted, that I had before winning gold buckles. And it was hard some days because I didn't really let anybody know that they told me my career was over. It was just going in there, just hoping them 14 months that I could get back to the way that I was before. And it was mentally drilling. There was so much that went into it, but luckily I have the greatest support system. And yeah, I just had to keep reminding myself what I was chasing. And I knew I wasn't done. I was trying to figure out a way to get back to the top.
You seem like a man that overcomes odds. In the middle of the rodeo here somewhere, they missed you out, and you said you were going to have a good day, and you had a bad moment, but you weren't going to have a bad day. And you're now in the winner's circle. Jeff Chadwick, Western Events of Wrangler, and I complimented you on that. Tell us about continuing that attitude. It's probably not just in the arena.
Yeah, it's just everything in life is between your ears, how you go about life. And I live one of the greatest lives there is. I get a rodeo, do it with my family. I got the greatest family in the world. And whenever I have a bad moment, I just think of all the things I'm grateful for. And there's way more things in life that I'm grateful for than I'm not. And after the call in the bronc riding, it was devastating for a second, but I was back there with my brothers, and that's something not many guys get to do. And I was healthy too. So like I told my parents that night, I said I would have done anything in 2023 to be able to have a bad call instead of having to sit out for 2 years. And so, I mean, you can always go down the wrong path and wrong mindset, but I live way too good of a life, and I have too good of a life to let my mind go anywhere other than somewhere positive.
Do you realize what you represent and the kids that are watching you, and what would you like for them to see in you?
I want everybody to see me as a cowboy, somebody that never gives up even when the odds are stacked against them. And I try to be somebody that people want to look up to and hopefully aspire to be like. I want everybody to be their own person, but to take bits and pieces out of the things that I do to get to the top and to stay at the top and to keep just a happy life. Like there's more to life than rodeo, but right now rodeo is what I'm pretty much solely focused on. And I'm sure the next chapter in my life, when rodeo is all over, I'll figure out another way to be the best at something else. And I just want everybody to consider me as one of the greatest cowboys to ever live, and I'm going to keep working at it until it becomes true.
You're doing a good job. Considering the history of our sport, the horses have not changed. The saddles maybe a little bit, the bull ropes, the bareback, it's leather, it's horses. The horses are better. The bulls are better. The cowboys are rising in the athletic form of professional sports. How does it feel to be a part of that, and what do you think about the history of our sport and you being on top of that, leading the way?
The history in this sport's amazing. Rodeo as a whole has evolved, and you take any of the great guys back in the day and put them in this generation now, they would still dominate as well. But that's what's so great. Everything's getting better. The money's getting bigger. The athletes are taking it more serious, and they're working out. They're in the gym. They're focusing on things to get better. And I'm not saying they didn't before, but I feel like it's becoming more of a sport instead of a rough and tough activity. And I think in this day and age, there's not a better time to be a cowboy. The money's getting better. Sponsors are getting better. Horses and bulls are getting ranker. And I wouldn't change it for the world. I love that it keeps going.
Stetson Wright, all-around champion of the world. Thank you very much for your time. God bless you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.